United States government.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After Sunday's vote in Turkey, political momentum seems to be with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, despite the incumbent falling short of the required absolute majority to avoid a runoff against the challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Voters on Sunday also voted in parliamentary elections, which saw Erdogan's coalition predicted to secure a comfortable absolute majority. That, analysts say, gives Erdogan a decisive advantage in the upcoming presidential runoff on May the 28th. Kılıçdaroğlu faces a political mountain in the forthcoming campaign, with the political momentum appearing to shift toward Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
It's been a month since Sudan's sudden eruption of a power struggle, and thousands have been displaced by bombings and gunfire, Reuters' Dorian Jones. Or David Doyle, I should say.
Intense clashes have continued in the capital and its sister cities, Bari and Omdurman, despite Saudi and U.S. brokered talks between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. On Monday, the Sudanese army was carrying out airstrikes in Khartoum's north, targeting paramilitary forces around a hospital. The bloodshed has killed at least 676 people and injured 5,576, according to official figures, though the real toll is expected to be much higher.
Meanwhile, Sudan's military
voters on Sunday
says that he is freezing all bank accounts of a rival paramilitary force. It's the latest step in the fight for control of the resource-rich nation. The army commander says a freeze targets all accounts of the rapid support forces and Sudanese banks, as well as accounts of companies belonging to the group. This is VOA News. A warning from NATO to China as the war in Ukraine continues. We get more from VOA's Carla Babb.
On Monday, Britain provided another aid package for Ukraine, this time with air defense missiles and long-range drones. Just 2 days after Germany announced its biggest military aid package for Ukraine since the start of the invasion. But as allies help bolster Ukraine ahead of an anticipated counteroffensive, NATO's Deputy Secretary General Mircea Joanna is cautioning China not to do the same for Russia.
We have not seen yet signs of China delivering military equipments to helping Russia, but we know that discussions are going on. This will be a very, very serious decision by China that will be affecting not only their relationship with us, but the reputation of China in the rest of the world.
Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department has released a 2023 International Religious Freedom Report, described as a fact-based comprehensive view of the state of religious freedom in nearly 200 countries around the world. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Intense clashes have continued in the capital and...
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken released the report during a news briefing in Washington alongside U.S. Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom, Rashad Hussein. Blinken said the report documents, among other cases, the ongoing genocide and humanity crimes against Uyghurs in Xinjiang, China, attacks on the Catholic Church by the Ortega Maria regime in Nicaragua, protests demanding religious freedom in Iran, and ongoing repression of religious minorities by Burma's military regime. Religious Freedom Ambassador Hussein said governments that repress religious freedom only hurt themselves.
Religion can be such a powerful force for good in the world. Societies who seek to restrict it or use it to harm others cannot achieve their full potential. We vow to redouble our efforts to ensure greater respect for freedom of religion or belief for everyone, everywhere.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Amy Pope of the United States has elbowed aside her European boss to land the top job at the International Organization for Migration. Pope defeated IOM Director General Antonio Vitorino of Portugal in becoming the first woman elected to lead the UN Migration Agency. Vitorino was a European Union candidate. He got the post 5 years ago by trouncing a candidate put up by the Trump administration for a position long been held by Americans. Former Ghanaian President John Mahama says that he thinks the current administration has mismanaged the economy and failed citizens of the West African nation. Mahama made the allegation a day after receiving the main opposition party's nomination to seek the presidency next year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.